we're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve.
We've got to maybe do something with the internet.
Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
New U.S. bill aims to end warrant-proof encryption. PayPal is preparing to enter the Bitcoin marketplace. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange hit with an additional conspiracy indictment. And India bans Chinese mobile apps as the border conflict goes into cyberspace. Hey everybody, Mark Jeftovic here again with another edition of Access of Easy Weekly Digest. And it is June 29th. This is episode 152, which means the show notes for this week's edition are going to be at accessofeasy.com/152. Let's do the quotes. Last week's was, one of the greatest delusions in the world is the hope that the evils in this world can be cured by legislation. That was Thomas Brackett Reed, who, according to Laura Pilgrim, informs us was the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives from 1877 to 1899. Sorry, Laura, that was a good fill-in on who he was, but somebody beat you to it, and that was Joe Goldblatt, who got there first. This week's quote is, "What is essential is to develop the will to see things, to see how human beings are manipulated, to see where there might be impulses by which people are manipulated." Remember the rules. You can't search this up online. The first person to post the correct source of the quote to the show notes page, remember, scroll down to the bottom of the episode, the newsletter. There's a comment section there. Put your comment there. First person who does so gets their next domain or web hosting renewal on us. So, new U.S. bill aims to end warrant-proof encryption. It's called the Lawful Access to Encrypted Data Act, and it looks to end so-called warrant-proof encryption or end-to-end encryption in products and services. That basically means there's no back door in the encryption that a law enforcement agency could use to access encrypted data. The bill's been introduced by Senators Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina, Tom Cotton from Arizona, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. All Republicans claim that having end-to-end encryption weakens national security, and they want to be able to force tech companies to provide access to encrypted communications with a court order or warrant. So, like I said, it means backdoors will have to be built into U.S. tech platforms and products, and pretty well everybody who isn't a career politician or a spy or a prosecutor thinks it's a terrible idea that will only accomplish weakening security for everybody across the board. And it also means, as far as I can tell, that non-U.S. companies who wouldn't be operating under similar legislation in their own countries would acquire a competitive advantage over U.S. companies courtesy of the U.S. government. So thank you very much from Canada. PayPal preparing to enter the Bitcoin marketplace. According to multiple sources informing CoinDesk, PayPal is preparing to offer direct sales of Bitcoin in conjunction with Venmo, its mobile payment subsidiary. It's going to be coming as soon as 3 months, possibly sooner, and it involves some sort of built-in wallet within PayPal itself. Other payment providers like Square already provide for purchasing Bitcoin, and this, to me, it just furthers the evidence that crypto is here to stay and the long Bitcoin bear market could finally be in the rearview mirror. Hackers use Google Analytics to steal credit cards. So it looks like there's another Magecart credit card scooping malware making the rounds. We've reported a couple other strains of it in previous editions of Access of Easy. We linked to them in the show notes. This one uses Google's Analytics. Quote, "A new method to bypass content security policy, CSP, using the Google Analytics API disclosed last week has already been deployed in ongoing Magecart attacks designed to scrape credit card data from several dozen e-commerce sites. The new tactic takes advantage of the fact that e-commerce websites using Google's web analytics service for tracking visitors are whitelisting Google Analytics domains in their CSP configuration, which is a security standard used to block the execution of untrusted code on web apps, end quote. A couple of security companies, one's called Sansec, the other is Perimeter X, showed proof of concept research that using CSP to prevent credit card skim attacks like Magecart is useless when Google Analytics are installed on the target website. Julian Assange hit with additional conspiracy indictment. The U.S. government has filed a superseding indictment against Julian Assange. A superseding indictment is one that takes the place of a previously filed one. In this case, it's an 18-count indictment filed under the old U.S. Espionage Act back in May of 2019. This one contains additional allegations that Assange attended hacker conferences in Europe and Asia with the purpose of recruiting sources of information and that they conspired with Lulzek and anonymous hackers to commit intrusions. And by anonymous, I mean the hacker collective called Anonymous. Google, to launch new service, will pay publishers for content. So Google is creating a licensing program to pay publishers for, quote, high quality content, end quote, as part of a forthcoming new service to launch later this year. I'm just going to guess wildly and say it's going to be up before the US election. Anyhow, this Axios piece touches on the antitrust implications of such a move, given that the search giant is already under regulators' sights for possible abuses of its market position. I think the number one search engine in the world coming out with a news channel carries all kinds of antitrust implications. Anyhow, deals have already been cut in Germany and Australia, where publishers who normally paywall their material will be paid by Google, who will then allow users to access it for free. The news channel is going to be geared toward local and regional outlets in order to, quote, create uniquely valuable coverage in communities, end quote. They were asked if they would be signing so-called hyper-partisan publishers, and the response was that Google, quote, would work to ensure a variety of publishers with different viewpoints, including political viewpoints, would be presented, end quote. And in my mind, that restores my faith that Google is going to support the entire permissible spectrum of political thought, all the way from the New York Times over to the Washington Post. French contact tracing app flops as citizens uninstall en masse. So contact tracing apps are proliferating all around the world with various degrees of success. We ran down a few of them in last week's edition, and we also covered Canada's forthcoming app, which I will concede looks poised to be an example of a government-sponsored contact tracing app done correctly. The app will anonymize the data, it won't be stored or leave the device, and the source code is open source and posted to the Canadian Digital Services GitHub. So that's the right way to do it, provided it all executes properly. In France, things aren't going so well. After deploying approximately 1.5 million apps, only 68 persons reported contact, which then only notified 14 other people of their exposure risk. And as a result of this sort of underwhelming response, close to 500,000 French people have unceremoniously uninstalled the app. France's digital services minister is downplaying this result, spinning it as proof that infections are down, and this is good news. Also, speaking of contact tracing apps, there's a piece over on Mint Press News that looks at an immunity passport app maker called CoviPass. And they reportedly have their V-code immunity passport ready to deploy in 15 countries. Quote, V-code allows any user to gain information instantaneously on the move in both online and offline environments. V-code links directly to any form of information such as websites, videos, photos, books, documents, and much more, end quote. So watch this space and we'll report here right away as soon as they roll out the implants. WikiLeaks rival site posts files from multiple police departments. So I missed this when they launched last year, a site called DDoSSecrets.com. And it's a WikiLeaks-style repository of whistleblowing material and data dumps that aims to provide more analysis and background on the material leaked. They've also released some stuff that WikiLeaks didn't. They make their files available over the Tor hidden web as well as from their main site. And most recently, they appear to have posted a repository called BlueLeaks, which according to their Twitter account, which is now suspended, contains, quote, 10 years of data from over 200 police departments, fusion centers, and other law enforcement training and support resources, and that among hundreds of thousands of documents are police and FBI reports, bulletins, guides, and more, end quote. So Brian Krebs, the security researcher, contacted an entity named In the Dumps and has confirmed that the leaked materials are genuine. India bans Chinese mobile apps as border conflict goes cyber. So I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but tensions are rising between the two nuclear armed powers, India and China, over a disputed border region in the Himalayan mountains. A recent border clash killed dozens of soldiers on both sides, and India has now banned 59 digital apps that originate or have ties to China. According to India's IT ministry, quote, they invoked Section 69A of the IT Act of 2000 that lets government block services if they're deemed dangerous for sovereignty and integrity of the country, end quote. The banned apps include TikTok, WeChat, and Weibo. Speaking of TikTok, turns out the app was accessing your clipboard content on iOS devices, like your iPhone and iPad, even though the company said last year it would stop doing that after that exact practice came to light. A beta transparency feature in iOS 14 revealed that the app was still doing it anyway, forcing TikTok to say they'll stop doing it all over again. Zimbabweans scramble for Bitcoin under capital controls and currency collapse. So the country of Zimbabwe is experiencing another currency crisis. So a little over a decade ago, they had a hyperinflation, which destroyed their currency. I have somewhere around here a $20 trillion Zimbabwe note, which is worthless. Although it had the highest, you know, when the whole currency collapsed, it had the highest performing stock market in the world in nominal terms. Anyhow, they're having another currency crisis. The government has ordered the stock market to cease trading and has banned all mobile payments. And the latter is a huge part of the economy in Zimbabwe because physical cash is hard to come by for most normal people. So they use mobile payments, and the most popular one being an app called EcoCash. EcoCash has vowed to defy the order, saying that only the central bank can order them to shut down. Meanwhile, Zimbabweans are scrambling to protect their savings and their purchasing power, fleeing to alternatives such as Bitcoin, which now trades with as much as an 18% premium there. And EcoCash can be used to buy Bitcoin. And finally, the Axis of Easy Salon number 10 dropped last week. That we called that when maximum pessimism meets irrational exuberance. And so Charles and Jesse and I discussed this bizarre quantum superposition we seem to exist in these days. It's like a Schrodinger's cat-like existence where we're simultaneously experiencing maximum pessimism and irrational exuberance, and we eagerly await the quantum state to collapse into one field or the other. It's a pretty interesting talk, and you can check that out over on accessofeasy.com. Remember, the show notes for this week's edition are at accessofeasy.com/152. Happy Canada Day to the Canadians. Happy 4th of July to the Americans. And we will see you next week. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy, and all that. Thanks. Bye. That's Bangladesh, rhymes with your fresh.
more.